my grandmother Lao Lao or my mom, my generation grew up with China's embrace of commercialization. We didn't sew our own clothes. Advertisements on television, in magazines, and on billboards told us what to buy, what to wear, and what to do. Pizza Hut and KFC had arrived in my town Lutai, and young people packed inside to see if the pizza and fried chicken tasted as good as they looked on television. My classmate Chen Lan even held her 16th birthday party at KFC. Her dad was a hotel manager, and talk of her party dominated the school for weeks. I wasn't invited, but it didn't take long before I knew all the details from my friends. Chen Lan's dad had ordered fried chicken, fries, burgers, and even coffee for 20 of her friends. I felt so jealous when I saw the photos of them holding gigantic Coca-Cola bottles. I grew to love foreign movies. My parents allowed me to watch television only on the weekends or during breaks. I loved the American and Taiwanese films where a rich, simple, and well-educated man fell in love with a plain girl, and they lived a happy life together. These movies became the dating Bible for us Chinese girls. A girl should be gentle and innocent, and the guy will protect her and finally marry her. Mom said those shows were polluting my mind. Like any stubborn teenager, I ignored her. "Please just let me enjoy my fantasies," I'd shout from the sofa. Mom grew up on stories of heroes and soldiers saving our country. I grew up with those grand stories too, but also with Western fairy tales about Snow White and Cinderella. Mom's generation regarded bitter eating as normal and felt guilty about pleasure. I, on the other hand, was more than fine with it.